Good morning and welcome back, everybody. It is Wednesday, August 26th. I'm your host, Simran Sandhu, and I'm excited to have you join us on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by Up5 Media. And to start things off, let's head over to the Gulf of Mexico, where Hurricane Laura is picking up speed and heading straight towards Texas and Louisiana. Currently, the hurricane is sustaining winds of 85 miles per hour, but experts believe that the winds will increase to 115 miles per hour over the next day or so. This is frightening news, given that the center of the storm is located a mere 465 miles from Galveston, Texas. Now, the National Hurricane Center reported that Laura has already killed at least 9 people in the Caribbean, and it could bring 9 to 11 feet of storm surge along the coast once the hurricane reaches the U.S. Thankfully, many local counties have issued mandatory evacuation orders, while government agencies and volunteer organizations have stepped up to address the hurricane. Now, as you can imagine, travel to the area is highly discouraged, although it seems that many people had no intentions of flying anywhere in the U.S. for that matter. Travel demand is down 70% compared to last year due to the coronavirus pandemic, and now American Airlines plans to cut 19,000 jobs as federal stimulus is expected to end in the beginning of October. This will shrink the airline's workforce by 30%, which is somewhat surprising given the airline's initial expectations. American Airlines CEO Doug Parker wrote in an email to employees that the company had originally planned for air travel to recover by September 30th, but unfortunately that has not been the case. Now for our third story of the day, it's been a big week so far for Salesforce. Yesterday, the company posted a record high for quarterly sales while also raising its full-year guidance, which signifies the huge demand for its cloud computing services amid the global pandemic. Businesses have made it a priority to expand their digital capabilities, which have ultimately led to a 29% quarterly sales increase for the company. Salesforce posted nearly $5.2 billion in revenue, which exceeded analysts' expectations by over $250 million. The tech giant's share price has surged by more than 30% this year, and it will officially become a part of the Dow Jones Industrial Average starting next week. Now, the Dow Jones did experience a slight decrease yesterday as investors tried to grapple the massive shakeup that was announced earlier this week. On the other hand, Apple did snap its 5-day winning streak, but that wasn't enough to bring down the Nasdaq. The tech-heavy index and the S&P 500 both experienced record highs yesterday, and we can attribute most of the recent gains due to the decline in daily U.S. coronavirus cases, as well as reports stating that U.S. and China trade talks have resumed and the two parties have committed to making progress. Now for our last story of the day, Teva Pharmaceuticals is under the hot seat as their U.S. operations are being investigated for price-fixing charges. According to the Wall Street Journal, the Justice Department's Antitrust Division brought the case to a Pennsylvania federal court alleging that the company's anti-competitive behavior resulted in more than $350 million in overcharges to consumers. Prosecutors have accused the company of fixing prices, rigging bids, and misleading customers over 3 different conspiracies, which include medications used to treat cholesterol, arthritis, seizures, pain, and blood clots. Overall, this is one of the largest indictments for a company in the generic drug industry, which already includes cases against 7 companies and 4 executives thus far. With that in mind, that's all we've got for you this Wednesday morning. Take care, everyone, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Thursday morning as we continue our journey to redefine how you experience news.